Second Chronicles chapter 4. I've learned over the years that when I go to that place of passion within me, there's no force in the universe that can interfere with my completing a project. The list detailing the splendid belongings of the temple seems as long as it is valuable. All the details of a construction that took 7 years to complete were under the skillful supervision of Hiram Abi, the foreigner expressly invited to work in Israel for the proficiency of his skills. So Hiram finished the work he had undertaken for King Solomon in the temple of God. Not only did his skill make Hiram Abi stand out among all craftsmen, this contractor knew how to interpret and make the king's wishes and designs come true. That is, he seems to have been good at directing in such a way that others on his team, who perhaps not as skilled as he was, do the job. But he wasn't good at just directing. He was also good at obeying whoever hired him. The task was neither easy nor light, but Hiram Abi was not intimidated. The Bible tells us of no argument or misunderstanding with Solomon, who hired him. One thing that caught my attention is that he started the task and finished it. This teaches me that I must complete what he calls me to do, that I must not leave things halfway done. I learned that endings are better than beginnings. Sticking to it is better than standing out. In addition to giving us deep inner satisfaction, finishing the task pleases God, who entrusted the work. I will not abandon what you placed in my hands, no matter what difficulties may come my way.